The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, guys, going to tell you one more time today about Pajamagram. And Christmas is coming, and you've got to get something for the lady that's going to make her happy. But you could get something that could make you happy at the same time. A win-win, as they would say. The super warm, world-famous hoodie footie from Pajamagram is a good start. It's hard to get her hot when she's freezing cold, and the hoodie footie is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footie pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozying up to you in no time. You can find all the hoodie footie styles at Pajamagram.com. Maybe you're not into hoodie footie, or you don't think your lady would be into hoodie footie, and you're looking for something that's just sexy. Like, you're just like, man, I just want to see my lady dressed in something skimpy, and footy pajamas just isn't doing it for you. That's okay. They got that stuff too at Pajamagram. They've got it all. And you can get both, honestly, with the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a hoodie footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today, you save $40. Plus, you don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back on the Blitz, and it's Beth time. What's going on, Beth?
It's sexy time, as we call it.
Oh, you did that so well. I don't think I've heard your sexy voice before, AJ.
Did you hear my Southern Plantation voice earlier?
No, I did not. Wow.
That could also be considered my sexy voice.
That's very nice.
I have a lot of sexy voices.
That's good. Do you use them with your wife?
I do not.
Why not?
Because she hates it.
Really?
Yeah, it creeps her out.
Oh.
No.
Maybe it just doesn't feel authentic?
It's quite possible.
Oh, okay.
It's quite possible.
Do you whisper like sweet nothings in her ear?
No.
No?
No, I'm fat. Like, so when we're having sex, it's like, oh, I got to control my own breathing or otherwise I'll just pass out. So I don't have, there's no time for small talk during sex. It's like,
what about beforehand?
It's usually like, hey, what's up?
Really?
And then you like nudge with your elbow a couple times.
Oh.
And then she like, you can tell if she like some, she can shake her back a certain way to say like, leave me alone. Or if she's receptive, she might like move her foot back and like rub it up on my shin.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I know like that's the go.
That's the open.
Yeah,
invitation.
Green light. Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a nonverbal
language. Yeah, most couples do. That's pretty cool.
But then sometimes we just say, hey, we should go have sex before we watch this episode because if we don't do it now, I'm gonna be too tired after we watch this show.
Right.
So, and I'll just be like, oh yeah, that's a good idea, and then we'll just go do it. It's not always that romantic as like the...
Well, sometimes that's okay. If you, yeah. Sometimes...
Like when you got kids in the house...
Quickies
like,
are good.
Yeah, sex can't always be about romance when you've got kids in the house.
Right. It just has to be about romance sometimes.
Sometimes.
Otherwise, it just becomes boring, right? If it's always just quickie in one way. Yeah. So I was thinking...
That's why once a month, I'll usually draw a picture of myself nude.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And just leave it on her... her bathroom countertop.
That's so cute.
I don't really do that, but do you think that would work, huh?
I thought that was such a cute idea. Yeah.
You think that'd be a good idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, this is how I feel about you or something. This is, when I think of you, this is what happens to me. That would be such a cute little love letter.
I don't want to write anything on it. I just want it to be a picture of me.
Well, you can't just write, this is what happens when I think of you?
No.
Right, because that would make the whole, that would give context to it.
I like more the idea of her just like walking into the bathroom and being like, what the hell is this? Why is there a picture of a bald guy with a tiny penis on my sink, on my vanity?
Yeah, but that's not, I'm thinking of ways to turn her on and get her in the mood. And like a cute little drawing, like this is what happens to me when I think of you, and a cute little, you know, thing standing at attention there. That would be, who could resist that?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd be like, "Aw, that's so sweet," and she'd take a picture.
I could say like, "You've softened my heart, but hardened my
heart." Yeah, that's awesome. That's so cute.
That's what I'm gonna do on Valentine's Day.
Yes, that's perfect.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got it figured out. Thank you.
Right, you're so welcome. Well, so this is my point. Like with the holidays and stuff, I think people are thinking about all the big stuff and they're forgetting the little stuff. And so complimenting, really how to compliment a woman and how to tell her something nice about her and how to make her realize that you really actually care about her. Because I think a lot of people start feeling that, oh, my husband just wants to have, he just wants to have sex. He doesn't really care. I'm just, what did somebody said? I'm just a hole. Like, that's a bad feeling to just think that you're, you know, that your partner doesn't particularly care that it's you and just wants somebody there. So we want to make it personal, I think. So I was like giving compliments that are sincere and recognizing when they dress up for the holidays or they look really pretty or they get their hair cut or their makeup looks good or they've been working out or something. Like, really? I think that should be one of the biggest gifts people give this holiday is
compliments.
Sincere.
Okay.
Compliments.
I like your bracelet.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, see? Just from that, I feel so much better. I got it from the shop today, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, and it's purple.
I know. Of course
it's very
it is.
Cleopatra looking.
Yeah. Right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
looks
not
like
really
a...
my style, but it's like, but it's so cool.
It doesn't look like something you would get like at a shop. It looks like something you went overseas to get.
Yeah, I know. I liked it.
Very Egyptian slave.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's part of what I liked about it, right?
Yeah.
That submissive part of me. Yep, but it does. It feels heavy. It makes noise. It's like pretty and... Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
God, I don't see that felt so sincere. I can't tell you. I'm just smiling and probably blushing a little bit, even from that.
Well, it's because I'm a hot guy.
Yeah, that too. Right, but
that makes a big difference.
It's nice, but yeah, I don't come in here and get a lot of compliments from y'all. And you know, when you give them, I always go, "Oh my gosh!" It feels like I hold on to them. I hear them again in my head later. I replay them. I usually go back to the shop and I said, "Oh, you won't believe what Brad or AJ said," and they made me feel so good.
Yeah. Well, we're not allowed to compliment your body.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. We can't do that anymore.
No.
Harvey Weinstein has ruined it for everyone.
Times have changed and that is no longer socially acceptable.
Yeah.
But just because we don't compliment your body, we don't want you to think that things aren't still holding up for you. So,
thank you.
Just know that even though those things might not go said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Hey.
Yeah. As I start another year. Ah. See, I'm telling you, people, you don't even have to be dating people for like compliments to matter.
That's
and stuff.
Right.
That's really, yes.
So,
thank you. I feel so wonderful.
Now,
I feel
let's
very
get
pretty and feminine now. Thank you very much.
Now, let's get to the meat of the segment.
Okay.
Do you have a candy cane vibrator?
I do not.
That's surprising.
But thinking of that, I know it is. I have an ice cream cone vibrator.
But I would just think like for the holidays, you want to...
I know.
Because my wife and I sometimes like to role play as Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus.
Oh, that's awesome.
I would think that...
Sexy Santa.
It's usually like, "Hey, honey, I've got to get this in before I get out on the sleigh and start delivering these toys.
That's awesome.
I need my energy to get out." And then like I'll shove a bunch of cookies in my mouth and just take her.
Yeah, awesome.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot. But if I had a candy cane to use on her, that might be even hotter.
It totally would be. And I swear, I just haven't seen him. But now I'm going to look for him.
Okay.
But
I'd rather do Santa Claus and the elf with her as the elf.
Because
that's kind of creepy.
Well, okay,
it is
kind of
creepy, but
too.
My wife is like she's a full-grown woman.
She could still dress like an elf.
But you can like it as Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and you can like it as Santa and the elf. That's the joy, right?
Does Mrs. Claus know that Santa's with the elf?
Well, I don't care. In his fantasy, it's his fantasy. He gets to play
it
either way.
She's bedridden and old.
Okay.
In real life.
Because that's going to make your wife feel sad if you force her to be the elf and not Mrs. Claus.
No, because the elf's sexier.
No. Yeah. The elf is cute and can wear short little skirts and
I see.
And
I
make toys.
I mostly think of the elf as Will Ferrell.
Oh gosh, yeah, that would ruin it.
Yeah, that
ruins it for me.
Instant limpy. Thank you.
Gosh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I don't even want.
Never mind.
Well, women, but actually, so two things though. The candy cane. A lot of people think that candy canes are fun insertables, just the real candy canes. But I have to say, do you guys know that putting sugar and a vagina is not a really good thing because it can cause yeast infections?
Yeah, that's why I don't want to use a real candy cane.
Well, so some people might not know, and I have to admit
don't do that.
Exactly. So I just tell people now, because I love to play with food and play with chocolates and play with candy canes. You can hang them all different places and stuff, but don't insert them because they really do. Anything sugar up there can cause infection. And I'm just realizing people don't know this. So, you know, personal.
Now you know.
You know, yeah, public service announcement. But that would be very cute to
Where can you hang a candy cane?
From your donut holder? That would be yours. That would be what gets happy when you think of your wife.
A donut holder?
Yeah. When you think of your wife, don't you get a donut holder?
I never thought of it as a donut holder.
Oh, have you never put a donut around there and had it eaten? Oh, I do like donuts.
What? No!
Really?
No.
See, this is why people should watching come for my me. Wife, I have so many different ideas and consults.
Watching my wife eat a donut is like, that's not hot to me.
On your own self? From your own self?
No, I don't need that.
Well, if she's licking and tasting and everything around too?
No.
Okay. Well, see again, different people, different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus that donut would be too heavy. It would drag me down.
Yeah, right.
If I could use like one of those small powdered donuts, maybe.
You know, I'm just saying there are all sorts of different ideas and different ways to have fun. So don't be boring. Don't do the same thing over and over again.
Right? My wife does like to snort drugs off my penis though. Like
Poop.
Anyway. She calls my penis her coke mirror sometimes.
Oh, gosh. Get rid of that.
It's true. No, that's a true story.
Nuh-uh.
No, it's not.
It's not a true story. I'm really gullible.
My wife never does cocaine. She hates it.
Yes, especially not from there. But, so role-playing. I had this one guy today who was telling me that his lover had a fantasy about motorcycle cops. And so one day he just went out and got the costume. And, God, she came home that day. He was in this. He's like, she jumped me. I don't know how. It must have been a week before he took that motorcycle cop outfit off. And I was like, see, that's all it takes, right? You do just the same thing, but you just look different. It's just awesome. And for a woman to have a guy who's willing to go to hear what her fantasy is and to make that come true for her, then, yeah, of course. That's awesome.
That's a follow-up question from a texter who says, how can I find out some of my girlfriend's fantasies? She says she has none and swears to it.
So it's hard for women because we've been taught to repress our fantasies, especially when they don't fit in with common ideas, right? If a woman's got a fantasy about a prince and riding in on a shiny white horse and taking her off, then that's okay. But if we have a fantasy about a prince riding in on a motorcycle and smacking our butt and making, throwing us on the floor and having wild sex with us, that's not really something we're supposed to talk about. So she may be right that she doesn't have any because she's learned really not to think about it.
She's learned to suppress them.
She's learned to suppress them. And so I would just start... watch either pictures or reading or videos or something, different ideas. If he throws some out, or think about what movies she likes, even in real life, and think about what kind of gets her excited, and let her give her permission to start thinking and feeling about what it is what fantasies do turn her on.
If she's a big Star Wars fan, come home one night dressed as Jar Jar Binks.
There you go. I don't
care. See that.
Yeah.
Or General Akbar.
Yeah.
It's a trap. Or use a lightsaber on her.
Right. Yeah. Or just find out what story, because you're right. It doesn't have to be a sexy fantasy. It could just be, like I said, the cop, the Darth Vader, I don't know, whatever it is.
Or Yoda.
Yoda. Right.
Lance says he has
maybe
a question for you, Beth.
Princess Leia.
Lance wants to know, how do I talk to my wife about role-playing as Santa and Mrs. Claus, but she's Santa?
Oh.
I think he's wanting to...
He wants her to be in charge, maybe.
So for this Christmas... he'd rather receive than give, I think, is what we're talking about.
Oh, that would be cool. So you might think about what it is, what Santa would get. Think about, you could tell her in terms of, boy, I'd like to see this video. And start that way and describe kind of what would happen. And then start going, and suggest maybe what it could look like in real life. Well, maybe if I got the hat, or you had the hat, or you had the apron, or whatever it is, and work from there. But the more information you give her, the better it's going to be, because otherwise she's not going to know, and she's going to think she's supposed to make it up. Okay, you want her to be Mrs. Claus, and now she has to figure out what comes next, and she's like, I don't know, and so she just shuts down. And also realize that when we throw out these new ideas to people, I think of it like somebody's in this boat, and it's just on really calm waters, and suddenly these crazy ideas that we have start rocking the boat. And people get a little nervous when the boat starts rocking at first. And you can just tell them, hey, is it a little bit more exciting? And give them time to just adjust. Don't make them say yes or no right away. And don't expect them to just be like, oh, this is awesome. Because they're holding on going, I don't know if this is really going to tump us upside down.
Speaking from experience with Santa Claus role playing, wives hate it when you shove a tennis ball sized lump of coal in their mouth. They don't like that at all.
Well, I would say some
especially
women
charcoal
probably,
because
okay, well, if it's charcoal,
it's hard to find real coal.
Okay,
so I had to use charcoal, and she was really upset about it.
I have ball gags, and some women really like, and some men really like ball gags.
But then it doesn't fit the it doesn't fit the theme.
Well, if they're flipping roles, who comes down the chimney?
Well, I think Lance wants Mrs. Claus or Santa Claus to go down his chimney.
Just checking.
I don't know.
Is what I think is what he's saying.
There's a growing movement and a growing appreciation for basically women. I don't know if I can say.
You're what? Just say it.
Pegging.
Pegging?
Pegging. I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it is.
Okay,
so
cool.
you could say it.
That would be with a woman that has a fake penis that then penetrates the man.
Okay.
And stuff. And it's getting more and more popular, and more people are willing to talk about it because it doesn't mean that you actually want to be gay. I always tell people, it's really silly. If you want a boy to be doing that to you, you're probably gay. If you want a girl to be doing it to you, you just kind of like to play down there and you're not gay.
Yeah,
and
that's what
either
John,
way is okay.
John likes
and that's okay,
he's not
right?
gay, but he likes that.
Because you should, it's just silly to think that, okay.
Your butt has to be off limits just because you're a small Asian man.
Well, just because your whole body you should get as much enjoyment. And we've talked about this before, but to remind people, you have as many nerve endings in your butt as you do in your penis. 4,000 nerve endings in the penis and 4,000 more in the butt. So enjoy them. Any way that you
want. I'm writing this in my notebook. No pegging.
Okay. No, right. But if you do want it, that's okay.
You're
because
so
I don't
closed-minded.
Want any aliens. No, but that's okay. This is the whole deal is that we each get to have our own version of crazy, and it's just fun. And y'all don't like what I like necessarily, and that's okay. I don't like jujitsu, and you love jujitsu, and that's okay.
You've never tried jujitsu, though.
No, that's true. Right. I haven't. Right. The idea of getting up close and personal with some sweaty person and gross and touching them and that I don't know, that freaks me out. But the idea of, you know, being flogged, I like that.
Right.
You guys think that's weird. That's the joy of this.
Massaging my prostate freaks me out.
I know. Right. You want me to try jujitsu and you try the prostate massager?
Maybe that's a deal.
I would do that.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I might do that.
Okay, last time we made a deal and you backed out.
That was a fake deal. This is a real. It's a real deal.
This is a real deal.
Yeah, because that's something you don't want to do and something
really
I don't want to do. Okay.
Do I get to pick my jiu-jitsu partner?
No. You get matched up with whoever the instructor matches you up with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It'll be someone about your size more than likely.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll do this. January. Awesome.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm going to do jiu-jitsu. That's outrageous.
Lamont wanted you to know that pouring a 40 ounce of Old English in a lady's vagina can also cause a yeast infection.
Yes, because there's sugar and alcohol and stuff will do that. Yes, I know. And it's
so
funny because it seems like a reasonable idea sometimes.
The key is to pour alcoholic beverages into the butt, not the vagina.
Yeah, but don't drink them out. But anyway, yeah, it's just, anyway, it's silly, but we have to have some limits. It's
I saw
whatever.
A movie one time with a champagne bottle back there.
Yes. Oh, bottles are bad, though. They break and everything, and it's really...
Those champagne bottles are thick. That's thick glass.
I don't know. It scares me, but so just be careful. But really, try and compliment. Like I said, it doesn't even have to be just your lover, but really, try and spread a lot of really good holiday cheer to people by telling them nice things and using our words in a way that helps people. That's my...
Tell people where the store is.
So, the shop, it's Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. And come in. We've got private shopping sessions. We make people feel like royalty. And you can have the whole shop to yourself, drink champagne, talk about sexy fun. And I can help give you all sorts of ideas because I never run out of ideas for ways to have sexy fun. It's just never going to happen. So, and then we have 'Tis the Loving Season with all sorts of items, lingerie, menswear, jewelry, etc. That's 50% off, and there's free shipping if you decide to order online with $100 or more. And then, if you're single, this Saturday night it's December 16th, 6 p.m. to 7:30, we're doing a singles and celebrating workshop. It's totally free, but the holidays can be very stressful for anybody because people have a lot of pressure. They have all this family around. A lot of people, when you're single, it's like, they start getting pressure from, why aren't you bringing a date or whatever? I don't know. So we're going to talk about how to get through those so that people can really celebrate, truly, truly celebrate.
One last question from the text line for you. Wife wants a dildo. Don't like dildos because they're bigger than me. And don't want to see my wife enjoying them. What else should I get her? Need help.
Okay. So I would...
If you're scared by a dog.
Well, no. I'd go by the store and ask her and have her show you some stuff.
Absolutely. And let me just tell you that it's a misperception. If you're with a partner that likes a dildo better than they like you, you're with the wrong partner. Women, if you like your vibrator or your dildo better than your guy, you're with the wrong partner. Here's the thing, guys. is with that, he should be using that with her. And it's, like I said, it's a good vibrator, a good dildo and stuff. It's the keys to the kingdom. Basically, it doesn't matter if you drink too much, you orgasm too fast, you orgasm too slow, or you drink too much whiskey.
You better dump that.
You can still...
She got it out. She got the whole word out.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But you just have to be... You can do things. You can make sure that she is taken care of and please her. And I promise you, there's not a prop in my shop that is not better with the partner using it. So she will not like that.
She meant
and
if
she
you
won't
come
want it
to
all the time because if
fast.
It's too big.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or if you come down the chimney too fast.
Right.
Right. If you anything.
If but, you come to the conclusion of sex too fast.
But if that's so big, she's not gonna want that all
work.
The time. I just tune y'all out. I don't know what even you say, but don't be afraid of it. But otherwise, we have some more realistic one size ones too. And it's so much fun. And watching, if you're giving her pleasure, just think of it just as whatever kind of, that's why I call them romantic props, because people on stage use all sorts of props and they just are designed to make the star shine. So you'll be better. The happier she is, the more she's going to love you and the better your love life is going to be together.
All right. That's Beth from Darling Way.
Yes.
Tune in what time Saturday night?
Saturday night. I think we're still at 10 o'clock on Saturday night. I don't know what the game schedule is, but
there's no game this
there's
weekend.
No game. Okay. No. So we're 10 p.m. on Saturday night. It's Love and Laughter with Beth. And on ESPN 97.5, of course. And this Saturday night's going to be the sex ed you wish you had. Because there's so much that we didn't learn. None of us know. So it'll be fun. So.
All right.
Thank y'all.
Thanks, Beth.
So much. We'll see y'all at Darling Way.
Speaking of riding.
Yeah. You want to know where to get a good ride? Republic Harley-Davidson. They got you covered on that. Yeah, if you, first of all, they're open 7 days a week. During the holiday season, so if the rider in your life is wanting to go ride or wanting to go look at a bike, it's a great time to do it. They've got a huge selection of new and pre-owned Harleys. Go in there, check, test drive that newer used Harley you've been dreaming about. And I'm telling you, you are going to love this dealership. They are committed to making your trip to their dealership the best experience possible. So for me personally, where I live in the city, there are three Harley-Davidson dealerships closer to my house than Republic, but I still take my bike to Republic Harley-Davidson to get service because they treat me right. They treat my bike right, and that's what I like. The rider in your life definitely wants more Harley-Davidson gear for Christmas, so check out their wide selection of clothing, riding gear, memorabilia, and this Saturday, come out to the holiday party number 2. They've got food, music, door prizes, factory-approved promotions in all departments. They've got financing available for everyone. Open 7 days a week during the holidays. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or check them out online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior. A place that is so pure.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
At Helzberg Diamonds, the best gifts come with a special box. The Xbox One S. Just purchase $999 or more at Helzberg Diamonds and get an Xbox One S with 3 months of both Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live Gold. Helzberg's style, selection, and quality make it easy to find that perfect gift. And while supplies last, the incredible Xbox One S is the icing on the cake. Leave it to Helzberg Diamonds to think outside the box.
Guys, the holiday challenge is on at JCPenney. Shop now and get her all the gifts she'll love, like select fine jewelry for up to 60% off, plus an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Get everything on her list for less than you think. Hurry in now, JCPenney. Coupon valid 12/14 to 12/16. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Other exclusions may apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Time is running out for you to book your carpet cleaning. Dirt Free Carpet will clean a free room of carpet with any purchase. All you have to do is donate an unwrapped toy to Toys for Tots when Dirt Free comes out to clean your carpets, upholstery, or tile, and they'll clean one room of carpet free and throw in a free speed dry. That's $159 value. Better book it now. Call 281-DIRT-FREE. Dirt Free Carpet, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Guys, the holiday challenge is on at JCPenney. Shop now and get her all the gifts she'll love, like select fine jewelry for up to 60% off, plus an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. Get everything on her list for less than you think. Hurry in now, JCPenney. Coupon valid 12/14 to 12/16. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Other exclusions may apply. See store or JCP.com for details.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Teamwork. It's important in sports and in business, too. To have the best chance of winning, you need the right players on your side. That's where BDO comes in. BDO is one of the largest and most respected accounting, tax, and advisory organizations in Houston and worldwide. With deep experience in energy, manufacturing, and distribution, and countless other industries, the 500 professionals in our Houston office can help your business thrive. In Houston, people who know BDO.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 59 the Southwest Freeway, southbound at Williams Trace, they've put roadwork up in three right lanes and traffic is already heavy back towards the West Loop. This traffic update's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday, Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Last segment of the day. Been a very different kind of show. We've hit a little bit of everything today, which I like. But we're out early for A&M in Savannah State.
Savannah, sir.
I think it's going to be the greatest basketball game.
I do believe that the Aggies are going to beat our southern ass.
So, yeah, out early today. We're not out anywhere this week, are we, John? Nope,
you're in studio.
Okay, that's good. So we'll be back in here tomorrow. And, man, this week is flying by.
Tomorrow's already Thursday.
Yeah. And so what, we hit stock market today. Well, stock, not necessarily stock market, but we hit stock. We hit sexual abuse.
Followed up on yesterday's political conversation.
Yeah, we hit that. And a little bit of sports. A lot of Georgia accents. I'm going to call the show
quite a bit of that.
I'm going to call the show a success. And one more time, I want to thank Beth for joining us. I want to thank Zadok Jewelers for bringing us these awesome gifts. Thank you, guys. I want to thank Jong Lee for being really, really good today. I'm going to give him an A. AJ Hoffman, I'm going to give him half his name. I'm going to give him an A today.
Nice.
I'm going to get a solid C minus today.
I thought you were going to go with the first letter of your name.
No, I was better than that.
Okay.
But I wasn't as good as the second letter of my last name. So, all right.
Hope everybody has a great one. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.